second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Stephen A. Swan, S-W-A-N. His website is drclarkconsultant.com. Now, Stephen, why don't you complete your thoughts just before we went to the break, and tell us how you happened to become a consultant, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, before the break, I was talking about, you know, even though Dr. Clark passed away, there are still a lot, thousands and thousands of people who still believe in what she discovered and still use her stuff religiously. There are people out there doing the analytical work. I was just going to tell you a story about the analytical. I had psoriasis. Well, I had asthma. And I wasn't able to completely cure my asthma using Dr. Clark's methods, the early on methods, because I don't know if I had never had all of the amalgams removed from my teeth, and I had probably never cleaned up my body the way I should have, and so I had never was able to be able to get rid of the asthma. So, looking through her last cancer book. Even though it's a book mostly about cancer, there are things in there which can be used for other things, for other problems. So I saw that she had a treatment in there that should have worked for killing the parasite that causes asthma. So I tried the treatment. It was something that I had to get from one of these analytical services, because what it is, it's a your body, your immune system is mostly your white blood cells, but your immune system also produces chemicals that it uses to kill foreign invaders. And with the parasite that causes asthma, there's an infestation in the lungs which pretty much depletes what these chemicals are. What you can do is the people that do the analytical testing, they can superimpose the frequency of that chemical that your body produces into pure water. And then you take the pure water, six drops of water, six times a day for a few days, and that will reestablish the chemical back into your lungs. It'll help to exterminate the parasites that are in your lungs, and it will also reestablish the chemical. So I got some of this, and I tried it, and within a week and a half, my asthma was gone. And so I also had psoriasis, which was the same parasite causes it. Now, with the lungs, it's pretty with asthma, it's pretty obvious that the problem's been in the lungs. But with the psoriasis, you don't know where the parasite is, because the body, if you have toxins in your body, a lot of times they show up in your skin, because your skin is your largest organ, and it tries to neutralize anything that might be damaging to your brain or to other vital organs. And so these chemicals were causing my psoriasis. So I had to send a saliva sample to one of these testers. I haven't finished learning how to do the testing myself yet. So I had to send it to somebody else to find out where the parasite was. And there were six different locations which are very common for the parasite. Actually, there's two different types of the same parasite. So this person said, I asked her to check for two different types of parasites at six different locations. She said 11 of these places are clear, but the parasite is showing up in your spinal cord fluid. And so I had her take the chemical, the radio frequency of the chemical, superimpose it onto the bottle of water for the exact location of my spinal cord fluid. I started taking that, and within a week and a half, my psoriasis was gone. And so what I did was I have another website called Clark Updates, where I took this later information, and I updated some of her earlier cures for asthma and psoriasis and eczema, seizures,
okay, Stephen,
epilepsy.
Stephen, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we will take your calls.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. My guest today is Stephen A. Swan. He's got two websites, drclarkconsultant.com and clarkupdates.com. And you live in the Virgin Islands?
Yes, I just moved down here last November. A friend of mine down here, I moved down to kind of help her out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It was nice being down here through the winter.
Yeah. All righty. So how did you become a consultant? Is it because you were able to clear your own issues and so then you thought what?
So I've been studying the you know, all of her different books and all of her different information for so long that some of it can be a little confusing. She just packs so much information into her books that I just wanted to be able to help people if they were familiar with her, if they were familiar with her discoveries and her procedures, but they weren't, you know, if there was something that that might be a little confusing to them that they didn't really understand, I just wanted to be able to help people out. So it's mostly a service for people that are already familiar with Dr. Clark and just want a little help implementing her things. You know, I just act as an advisor or a consultant to explain things to them.
Okay. Are there other people that perform this function?
Not that I know of.
Now, do you work in conjunction with her son Jeff or not?
No.
Or is it?
Okay. No, I don't work in conjunction with anybody. I've pretty much just done this on my own. Her son Jeff had a store that he set up where he offered her supplements and different types of things that she advised people to take, and different types of beneficial nutrients and things like that. It was called Self Health Resource Center. So that was his store for a long time, and I guess he just sold that within the last couple of years.
Okay.
But the store is still going strong. As I was saying before, there's a lot of people who follow Dr. Clark. When she passed away, they set up a memorial website for her. It's called InMemoryOfDrHuldaClark.com, where you can go and read all kinds of testimonials of people who really liked her information, who benefited from her information. If you just Google her on the internet, you'll see some derogatory things from the mainstream. There's a group called Quackbusters who tries to bust down everything that she has to say. But there's a lot of other people there who are either selling supplements and zappers and different things like that.
Tell us more about the zapper.
Well, the zapper was just the device that she invented. She and her son invented to, if you match the radio frequencies of these little tiny microscopic invaders for a certain amount of time, you can exterminate them. And so that's how she started out, using a frequency generator for that, which would only do one frequency at a time. But then they developed the zapper, which puts out a square type of radio wave, which will go over all kinds of different frequencies at the same time, as long as it's a positive charge, totally positive, it doesn't go into negative territory at all. It'll wipe out all kinds of different.
Okay, so it kills parasites, bacteria, viruses, moles, fungi.
Yeah. Now, some of these things, I mean, you get these viruses that get inside of your cells. So sometimes they're shielded from this type of radio wave. So it's not a 100% cure all every time you use it. Sometimes these things are just shielded and it's difficult to get to. Like herpes and things like that is a virus that it comes and it goes. Sometimes you can't always get at these things. It'd be wonderful if you could, but sometimes they're just shielded and you can't get to them. There's also body parts that tend to act as shields for some of these things. Like your eyeballs and if you have contents within your intestines, these things tend to shield different types of bacteria, parasites, or viruses that might be in there. So there's a number of different places where things are just difficult to get to, and that's why the herbs, a lot of the herbs are involved. There's three different types of herbs that a lot of people take once a week, which will kill over a different type, 100 different types of parasites. One of them is an extract made from the green hull of the black walnut. You make a tincture out of it, and you take that, and that'll kill a certain type of 100 different types of parasites. Another one is capsules of clove will kill different stages or the eggs of different types of parasites. And then the third one is wormwood. You take the black walnut tincture, the cloves, and the wormwood once a week, in conjunction with using a zapper, and that's called the maintenance program for, killing off quite a few of the parasites and bacteria and viruses that you have in your body.
All righty. Very interesting. Let's take a call. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Welcome to the program, Werner.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
Oh, I'm already on. I made a mistake here on the telephone.
Nope, you're on the air, buddy.
Okay, good afternoon. And good afternoon to your guest, Dan.
Good afternoon.
I have been following it up, and I've been taking some notes. And one thing that comes right into my eyes was where the doctor, she passed away at age 80. Vincent Finelli, a couple of weeks ago, he had Dr. Joey Wallach on. He wrote a book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And according to that, most of the doctors, they die in their late 50s.
Ah! Okay.
So she must have been doing something right.
Well, that's because she wasn't a medical doctor. She was just she had her PhD.
I just want to run down a few things. Increase of skin cancers. A lot of people, they take drugs like tranquilizers and so, and some of the those drugs, they have the side effect of breaking down the pigment layer in the skin. And repeated sunburns ultimately can lead to skin cancer. Then about the other increase of other cancers. There's a Dr. Simon Sini. He runs a Shen clinic. And he's treating cancers, but he had found out most of the cancers they had in the center, they had candida yeast colonies. So he's treating cancer successful with baking soda, which basically
cures
cancer.
Yes, I have a friend that is treating his cancer that way.
I think you can get a copy. If you get a copy of Dr. Clack's last book, The Cure and Prevention of All Cancers, I think you'll be fascinated by what she discovered with her analytics.
Yeah, and then about, as I say, what can lead to the acidification of the body. One thing is, a diet in foods that cause acidic reaction in the body, including sugar. But another thing that can increase the acidification of the body is the air we breathe in, especially all the nitrogen oxides from burning fossil fuel, car exhaust, and especially in the summer when you got smog. And there's another cause why then people get asthma attacks and get sudden heart attacks and so on.
Interesting.
See, nitrogen oxides, when breathed in, when inhaled, they produce nitric acid, a very powerful acid, you know. But this causes inflammation of the, people have asthma, it causes inflammation of the bronchial tubes and of the lungs. And once the lungs are inflamed, then the tissue takes on a positive charge because it goes into a repair mode. And then it takes very small amounts, just a few molecules of those nitrogen oxide gases that basically it's like when somebody got an allergy, it takes just a few molecules to trigger out an allergic reaction. And most of the asthma is bronchial allergies.
You know, I'm such a big fan of Dr. Clark and the fact that she was a classically trained scientist and she spent her whole life doing research and coming up with things and sharing the information with people. You know, I'm such a big fan of hers that I don't usually pay too much attention to all of the other things. I just pretty much focused on what
yeah,
she
said. Yeah, you know, she was thinking outside the box. And this is basically very much not liked by the medical establishment. They want specialists and specialized idiots.
Yeah, I think we need to do whatever we can to get this information out to people, and I'm really thankful to Deanna for having the subject today.
Well, you know, she is one in a million, I would say, one in at least in a 50 million.
Well, you're sweet, Werner.
No,
thank you.
Were there, statistically, when did the sudden rise of cancers appear here, for example, in North America? Could it have coincided subsequently to all the nuclear testing?
Ah, very good question. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned and stay over the break, Werner.
Okay.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical.
Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
A. Swan. His websites are drclarkconsultant.com and clarkupdates.com. And Werner brought up the situation that about the nuclear fallout causing a lot of cancers. And there's an organization called Downwinders, and basically they represent a lot of these people because between 1945 and 1980, the United States, the USSR, United Kingdom, France, and China exploded about 504 nuclear devices in atmospheric tests at 13 primary sites. And one of the sites that that I'm most familiar with is Nevada and Utah. And I did have a friend whose husband passed away recent, well, maybe 5 years ago. When he was a teenager, his uncle had a ranch, and they raised sheep. And after one of these big nuclear tests there in Utah, it wasn't actually in Utah, but close enough. I believe it was in Nevada. All of these sheep died, and so this young kid went out and helped his uncle to clean up all the dead sheep, and it was, you know, years later, but he did get cancer, and she did collect some money from the government because she filed a claim, and so
If I could address what Dr. Clark has to say about the radioactivity.
Sure, go ahead.
She like I said before, she had detected that the radioactive element involved with cancer is called polonium. And polonium is a radioactive byproduct of uranium, which may have come from nuclear testing, but uranium is very prevalent in our society anyway, in granite and all kinds of different places. One of the places that the polonium shows up, along with all these other different things, was in the bleach. But another place where it shows up is in the metal fillings in our teeth. I guess broken down by Dr. Clark, there were like 40 different possible components of the metal fillings, and the government sanctioned the use of uranium to be one of the products in the tooth fillings. And so what happens is the uranium breaks down, becomes polonium, and polonium is part of the cancer. Now, a lot of people have had the fillings drilled out of their teeth. But Dr. Clark said you should not have them drilled out because the high speed of the dentist's drill, as you're drilling it out, can throw the little bits of radioactivity into the soft tissues of your cheeks and your gums, and the radioactivity can lodge there and continue to cause cancer problems. So that's another
thing. How does one get them out? They go to a special dentist that can do this properly?
Well, what can be done? It's all spelled out step by step in her last book. What's done is, if you have bridges and crowns and things like that, they get removed because they may contain radioactivity too. And then you test the fillings. You can test the fillings to see if they have radioactivity in them. If you have cancer and you do have fillings with the polonium in them, the best thing to do is to have the tooth extracted.
Oh, yikes.
Which a lot of people, the whole dental industry is all about keeping your teeth for as long as possible. But if it comes down to surviving cancer or keeping your teeth, it's better off to lose a couple teeth.
Sure. Werner, did you have another question or a comment?
One comment. What I understand, our body is a symbiosis of many microorganisms and other life forms. And what I understand, there are about three times as many of those microorganisms that are in and on our body that make our bodies function properly. And when they're being killed off, then what I understand, when our bodies get completely sterilized, then we got about 72 hours to live.
Yikes.
And the main part of the immune system and to detoxify the body and everything, it is in our guts. And if we don't have the right workers in there, basically is through exposure to too many sterilizing chemicals, then that's when the trouble starts out. But as
yes.
I say, Dr. Wallach, he has some more pieces of the puzzle about the 61 essential nutrients. You know, our bodies are amazingly made, and they can detoxify, and they can repair a lot
yes.
of damage.
Yes. All right.
It would not cost any money, you know. But anything that's been given naturally, it has to be replaced by something that can be exploited commercially, like in the medical industry.
Sure, yeah. Dr. Wallach, I have his book, and he did some amazing things, or he does some amazing things. And he first worked with the animal kingdom and then applied what he learned from working with animals to human beings. So, yeah. Quite interesting. All righty, we do have to go to a break, and we've got some other callers lined up here. Thank you so much. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Stephen A. Swan. His websites are drclarkconsultant.com and clarkupdates.com. Did Dr. Clark know about Dr. Royal Rife, R-I-F-E?
Oh, yes. She mentioned him quite a few times in her books. She talks about a lot of the pioneers of different things. And he was one of the ones that she mentioned.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's take Doug in Texas. Doug, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, Doug, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm in New York. You just mentioned Dr. Royal Rife, and that's exactly why I called. I was going to ask your guest if he knew about Dr. Royal Rife. He was the one that actually she got a lot of her information from. Dr. Royal Rife, he invented that machine. I actually built one, and I know a doctor in California who actually uses it and cures people with the plasma machine. And there's a bulb, actually, that electricity goes through about 10,000 watts. And it, radiation from it, well, I shouldn't call it radiation, but the vibrations from it go into your body when you set it at certain frequencies and it cure you. But the thing is that Dr. Royal Rife, he discovered that, and they actually killed him by dragging him in court, and it was a big scandal in court that, drove him to actually drink, and he ended up dying. But He discovered that every parasite in the actual parasites that cause cancer, what happens? He called it pleomorphic, I think is the term. He said that they change depending on the environment, and that's why a lot of people talk about baking soda. What it actually does is it changes the pH balance, the potential hydrogen in a person's body from being acidic to actually being basic, you know, more closer to the alkaline levels. He discovered all of these things that a lot of people are using now. There's a book by Barry, I think his last name is Barnes, but the name of it is The Cancer Cure That Worked. That anybody would really want to understand this, they can get that book. You probably have to go to Amazon or somebody like that to get it. The Cancer Cure That Worked. I think it'll be beneficial to anybody who's interested in this. But he invented a microscope that you're able to see like 50,000 times into a cell. I have a movie, actually, that I was able to get a hold of. I try to talk to people about this, and no one seems to know anything about it. But I have a lot of information on Royal Life. But anybody who's interested in this, they should get that book. What are your comments? Asking your guests.
Steve.
Well, I've heard of Royal Rife. I've tried to look into the similarities between what he had for a machine and what Dr. Clark did. I think his machine, people sell them for a couple thousand dollars or whatever. To me, I think it's two different things. Whereas he had one particular type of machine, which I'm not exactly sure how it worked, but she had the analytical device where she could detect substances based on the radio frequencies that they emit. And then the other device that was invented was the zapper, which puts out a square radio wave, which will cover the band of a lot of our microscopic invaders and kill them. I think it's two different things. I don't think it's anything that Dr. Clark copied Dr. Rife. I think we've got two different types of technology going on.
Right. Now, he died in 71. Yeah, it would have been nice if they had been able to meet.
But, you know, he does. He discovered that you have to use the square wave. They were using a sine wave, and he found out it didn't work. He worked alongside a Dr. Kendall. But, in fact, she did get her information from him, and she did, yes. I'm familiar with the zapper. I'm familiar with Dr. Clark also. I did study on her. But she got her information basically from him, and then she ended up going to, I think it was Mexico or someplace, because they ran her out of here, you know, because they didn't want to accept that technology.
But, well, she wasn't a medical doctor. She wanted to help people, but she wasn't a medical doctor, so she voluntarily set up a clinic in Mexico.
Yeah, but anybody that want to understand this more thoroughly need to get that book. That is that's a start, The Cancer Cure That Worked by Barry Bond. And it'll enlighten, you know, a lot of people on what's going on. I use the technique of baking soda, pure baking soda. It can't be nothing contaminated. It has to be pure. That works, you know, change it. And you can check with pH strips. You can check your alkaline balance to get your balance right. Then all of a sudden it changes the environment. Cancer can't live where oxygen flows. And another method that I've just discovered is sulfur. Sulfur is the kept secret. That's the mineral that's missing in the body, and it's responsible for transporting oxygen throughout your body. That's another thing that cancer can't live in is an oxygenated environment. So a lot of people are, and even myself, I was kind of depleted in oxygen. I breathe short. I don't breathe too deep. I'm a short breather. And I feel my fingers tingling, but now that I'm taking sulfur, it's a specific sulfur, and you can get, it's another station that actually mentions sulfur, and I tried it, and it helps my thinking and everything. It's more clearer, and I can recall information better and everything. But those are two, you know, baking soda and sulfur, those are two things that most diseases, they die when they're around that environment.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. You sound like a pretty clear thinker to me. Thank you for your call.
All right.
Go ahead, Steve.
Could I mention something about radioactivity?
Sure.
We were talking about radioactivity before, and we're exposed to a lot of radioactivity. I was talking about the immune system killing off the foreign invaders, parasites and viruses and bacteria and things like that. But what happens is, one of the problems is, radioactivity has an effect on our immune system. And so these foreign invaders in our bodies can actually pick up chips of radioactivity and use it as a shield to protect themselves against our immune system. Our white blood cells, our immune system, needs three basic things in order for them to be able to function properly. They need organic vitamin C, they need organic germanium, and they need organic selenium. And if you have radioactivity, if you have a bacteria or a virus or a parasite that is using radioactivity as a shield, or if you have radioactivity in your body, when your immune system comes in contact with the radioactivity, it automatically will deplete the immune system of the organic vitamin C. So people who want to be to bolster their immune systems to be able to fight the foreign invaders and to get rid of the radioactivity need to take extra supplements of the organic vitamin C, not the synthetic type. I take the organic vitamin C in the form of rose hips. I crush up some rose hips every morning and take that. For the organic germanium and the organic selenium, you take raw mixed nuts, and for the other one, you take raw Brazil nuts. You take a teaspoon of each, the organic vitamin C, the organic selenium, and the organic germanium. If you have a particular problem of a disease, you can take those like three or four times a day, five times
now,
a day.
The selenium comes. I'm sorry. The selenium comes from which mixed nuts?
I get them mixed up. I'm not sure if it's the germanium from the mixed nuts or the selenium from the mixed nuts. One comes from raw mixed nuts, and the other one comes from raw Brazil nuts.
Okay.
So if you take the organic vitamin C and the mixed nuts and the Brazil nuts, all raw, you can bolster your immune system. And that's all in that final book that Dr. Clark wrote, The Cure and Prevention of All Diseases. That's in there also. So there's a ton of information in there. So.
Oh, okay. Sounds great. All righty, let's take another caller. Let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, and I recommend that your guest listen to you to get the real history. She is just amazing, the information that she puts out. You got to listen to her.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And now, does her book talk about Lyme disease? Because I believe that causes, it comes from the tick that somehow got away from a government project off the Atlantic coast, and we got all these ticks, and I believe it can be spread otherwise, but the story is that it comes from the tick and from a government project that just somehow it got out there. Anyway, it causes a spirochete. Yeah, amazing, huh, Deanna?
Yes. Imagine that.
Spirochete in the brain. Did she talk about that? And then I have some information about that.
See, her major focus was on cancer, so the vast majority of the books she wrote were about cancer and sharing her latest discoveries of cancer. She did a general book, but it was back in 1995, and I don't think she mentioned very much about Lyme disease in that book, and I don't think she mentioned very much about it in subsequent books, so I don't think she addressed it too much. Her major focus were on diseases that were killing the vast majority of people.
Oh, well, come to think of it, that's a rather new invention. So when did she pass away?
2009.
Oh, okay, that was fairly recent. Okay, well, this is important for people to know that Lyme disease is sometimes called the great pretender. It mimics over 300 different diseases. So then it goes undetected until it gets so into the system that it's very hard to cure. Doctors will tell you, take this antibiotic. But I know that it comes back then with a vengeance after the antibiotic. But the important thing is that the first thing usually mentioned on the list is Parkinson's disease, and then there's MS, depression, everything. It can be Lyme, and the doctor tests with blood tests are not really accurate, cause a lot of false negatives, and there is a lab called, that gives a fairly good, well, it's supposed to be a very reliable test called Igenix, and I just thought maybe that was important because it is a sort of a parasite, and that was her specialty. But the Lyme disease, people should look that up and look at the things that are related to Lyme disease, and they're sometimes being misdiagnosed. And there is no test for Parkinson's. They just look at your symptoms and tell you you have Parkinson's. And so it could be Lyme. So it is a type of parasite, so I thought she might have touched on that.
I think that the same treatments that they use for killing most other type of parasites, the herbal treatment and the zapper treatment, the electronic treatment, the herbal treatment being the black walnut, the wormwood and the cloves, and the zapper treatment, I think those may be effective against the Lyme also.
Okay. All right. Thank you. For anybody that might want to know and check the list of things, over 300 diseases, they can get a test for Lyme from Igenix Labs, I-G-E-N-I-X. Thank you. Or E-X. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All righty. Those were some interesting calls. We have some very astute listeners. They're very well informed, and I really appreciate them. Stephen, are you there?
Yes.
All righty.
Okay. I thought maybe you had another call.
Nope.
Okay. Well, what can we talk about next here? I would be interested. Are you familiar at all with Dr. Clark and her? Have you heard of her in the past?
I have heard of her in the past. In fact, a friend of mine out in Idaho, Jeff, recommended reading her books, and so when you contacted me, sent me an email, I thought, well, this is a good opportunity to learn more about her. So we do have some other callers, so why don't we take Chuck in Texas. Chuck, welcome to the program.
How are y'all doing today?
Good. You?
Well, I was listening to this with some interest. This is new to me, but when the lady brought up Lyme disease, and if we're talking about pathogens throughout the body, we really need to look into colloidal silver.
Absolutely. I take that every day.
Well, here's the thing. You need to look at what you're buying. You really can't buy quality product on the internet. Everybody can just make their own.
I do.
Do you?
The silver lungs.
There you go, girl. That's the best one in the world. That's one I recommend to everybody. Make your own, and it will kill Lyme, and it will kill MRSA. Knowing which one to use, whether you use ionic or colloidal, is always a question that I get a lot. But folks need to do a little study on that. Can I point somebody to folks to YouTube? Explain that.
Sure.
Smith Fix on YouTube. That's SMITHFIX on YouTube. I put one up that shows the difference in when to use which type of colloid or ionic. It's a miracle. My personal friends have been using mine. I just give it away. I don't get any money from anybody on this stuff. And it's amazing. It is stunning what it will do.
Sure. I give it to my cats. I give it to my cats every day.
And my dog. He's really bad breath, and the ionic is really good for his bad breath and his teeth. I just dribble it in there. It helps bad breath because it just kills pathogens, and bad breath is caused by bacteria. And
that's
his breath rinse. Great show. Interesting stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Sherry in Kansas.
Hi, y'all. Did Stephen, did you say
how can you actually remove the polonium from your body?
Well, the polonium, a lot of times it comes in through the water. So you have to find a different source of water. You have to get it out of your teeth. Were you talking about the teeth or just in general?
Well, now you said that you recommended that they don't have those drilled out. Now, I only have...
Sherry, hold on to that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick it up on the other side.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our guest today is Stephen A. Swan. His two websites are drclarkconsultant.com and clarkupdates.com. And Sherry, you were concerned about the
teeth. Deanna, could I ask a different question? I know time is short and this is
sure,
what I
go
read.
Ahead.
I bought what I think would be considered a zapper years ago. I think it was a design by Dr. Robert Beck. And you put these externally on your where you check your pulse on your arm. How do I tell if it's kind of that square wave deal? Is there a way to tell if it's...
If you can get like a television technician, radio technician, they have a device called an oscilloscope. You can have them hook it up to the oscilloscope, and it'll show whether or not it's a square wave. It has to be totally positive. But I think the Beck zappers were different than the Clark type zappers, so you might be better off just to get a Clark zapper.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your information. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
For a Clark zapper, there's a fellow at zapperguide.com. He has one for right around $60, which is a really good zapper. So if anybody's interested in getting one, they can go to zapperguide.com.
All righty. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Okay, yeah, he's got a bunch of different ones here. Okay, very interesting. Yeah, and it's $59.95. All righty. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
I think
Dr. Clark is one of the most important. I think she should go down in history as one of the most important people who ever lived. Her dedication to her research and trying to help people and getting the information out to as many people as possible, and all the adversity that she faced. It's hard to imagine a little old lady like this being able to have the whole mainstream medical establishment coming down on her, but. She carried it on her shoulders, and she did the best she could, and I think she's a fantastic person, and I wish we could do more to get this information out to people.
Sure. Well, if she had so many of the regular medical industry coming down on her, then we know that she must have been doing something right, because that really affects their bottom line. You know, they don't like to have other people come up with a cure when all they do basically is address the symptoms, which is a terrible way of doing things.
It's amazing to me how effective they've been, not only with the mainstream, but with also the non-mainstream. I mean, hardly anybody, used to hear about her all the time, but now there's hardly anything about her except the people who are already aware of her and who are disseminating the information to their friends and family. But she was a lot of people who write books and things like that. They're always out there promoting them and doing radio shows and television shows and everything. But she just stuck to doing her research and trying to do the best thing for her patients. And she wasn't a self promoter. And I wish it could be disseminated more broadly.
Thank you for doing such a good job of that today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, listeners. Bye-bye.